Hey, welcome back to 21. I'm your host, Pilots, and welcome back to Trench. Now, the obvious has come to pass, the inevitable. You go back as far in my content as you wish, even back to the content from 2020. I said, mark my words, 2024 will be the turning point. Culture was already shifting. The writings were on the wall. Hell, for a brief period of time in 2020, people like Leafy came back, iDubbbz was doing content, Sam High started to pop up, and I looked around, right? And the people I saw vanish as, and I don't believe in dead internet theory, I have a whole different take on that, I'll do an episode about that later, perhaps. The internet was put into a coma, and along with that, the driver of culture was put into a coma for our current era. Elon Musk buys back Twitter. The internet slowly starts to come online. Green frogs magically reappearing. If you watch the show for a long time, there was a drought, it seemed, in the world where there were no Pepe. No Pepe. I was source of Pepe. I make new Pepe. I post new Pepe. I post Pepe all over. I show you guys my fat, fucking throbbing, veiny Pepe on a regular basis. But then all of a sudden, Twitter's back, right? Or X. X. Green frogs are back. I'm starting seeing that boy memes again. Oh shit, what up was my reaction? Sam Hyde. iDubbbz. Even before the whole Elon Musk thing with Twitter, right? You got Sam Hyde doing a massive comeback. People like Monkey Jones doing their own, like, almost resurgence of sorts. Video game Donkey as well, right? And I just sat back and was like, wait a minute. And then Shoe on Head pops back up. Armored Skeptic pops back up. Everyone starts clowning on H Bomber guy. Sam Cedar gets dunked on. Major mainstream media outlets start fucking caving in. Fox News fires its number one star and starts going fucking into the dead ends with it. And then you got fucking CNN. Oh my god. We'll do an episode later on about the talent pool they just fired. Talent pool, my dick. Now, but I saw not every bit of it, but I'm sitting here in 2020 in the midst of the chaos, and I'm looking around, and I'm seeing people breaking. People in the middle of the store saying, I'm not wearing your fucking mask! The amount of times I was in the store, and I saw somebody just, like, kick their mask off, throw it on the ground, look at a store employee and say, fuck you! I'm done! I'm done with this shit! And then they walk off. And you're sitting there thinking, I'm sitting there in the store like, based. I'm not wearing a mask either. People gave me all kinds of, I'm like, get security to walk me out. Fuck you. You know what happened at Walmart? Security never walked me out. Yeah, I got followed by some whiny, faggy, fucking masked up, triple vaxxed employees being like, here, you wear your mask, here. And I turn around and go, and they go, and they run away. Like King Arthur from the castle from the French people. And then I started going to pretty much only Walmart and Speedways, because every other store actually did send security. Target sent security. I talk a lot of shit about Target. Target had security. And you know, for sure, it doesn't allow guns. Their security had guns. That was surprising. I still made them drag me out. Like, they had to grab me by the shoulders and fucking pull me out of the store. And I wasn't even in Target because to shop. I just wanted to raise hell because I hate Target. Before the boycotts last year, I was already fucking with Target, clowning on them, making fun of them. I treated them like the shopping. They're the store equivalent of Starbucks. And I treated them like shit. At least Starbucks said no more pride shit. We're done with that. Again, another sign that ties returning. Last year, when Starbucks came down and told the Starbucks Workers Union, I don't give a fuck what you say. You don't own the company. Get fucked. No more pride shit. No more pride flags. No pins. No Gaza. No Republican, Democrat politics. Out. We do coffee and coffee only. They even stopped funding abortions for their employees. Like, they're just like, all right, we're done. We're backing up. And that had been a pattern all the way up to now. Why am I giving you all this rambling beforehand? It's because Trump was always going to be inevitable. Always. Go back to my old content. I said he could lose my support because he says some stupid shit occasionally. And there's some policies that I'm like, that's a red line in the sand. And he hasn't crossed any of those red lines, but like with a bump stock, he put his foot right on that line. That was years ago, and the whole court case with that, it's his fault it's going on right now. Shit like that, right? The Yemen raids. Yeah, those are deal breakers. But he's walked that back, and, you know, alright. And looking around, comparing that, no new wars. I'm not blind to the bullshit with him. But that's the thing. The issues me and you guys have with Trump, they're political issues. Your normie isn't thinking about Yemen raids or any of that nonsense. They're not thinking it's Trump's vaccine. The average normie is thinking it's Biden's vaccine. So the shit me and you guys have issues with Trump on aren't the issues normies are having with him. And normies, I watched from 2020 to now, breaking. The Wojak with like the cracked mask where you see the anger underneath. That's what I've been watching normies become. Hell, man, I know people who drive cab. I talk to them all the time. I mentioned this before. They're driving illegals around. They are violent. Run out the car and don't pay. Assault them. I know people that work for Uber and Lyft. Those companies do not allow you to carry a firearm. But these drivers I know are so fucking terrified. They're concealed carrying. Because of the amount of illegals they're running into. From Honduras, Africa, China, wherever the fuck. And they're violent. They're incredibly violent. Hell, go to Ann Arbor. Talk to people around Ann Arbor. You want to know how you really know you got some crazy third world nation people coming in? Half-eaten dead stray animals. I shit you not. Next time in Ann Arbor, I'll go looking around. I guarantee if I walk around the train track in Ann Arbor, around the West End, or over by the Arb, I will find partially eaten cats and dogs. Go to the Arb. Downtown Ann Arbor, go to the fucking Arb. Walk through the Arb. Homeless people didn't eat cats and dogs. At least not like that. I never noticed it before. These backwater, nasty, undocumented fucks come to my country and I'm finding Rover in 7 pieces like a rotisserie chicken at a family dinner. It's quite disturbing. Go ahead. Test my hypothesis. Go to your most metro urban areas. Go to your more metro areas. Go to your more urban areas and walk around. See what you find. The ghetto areas look a little bit worse than they did. Even for the ghetto, right? Illegals. The big populated cities dragging down to hell. Illegals. And all that is the new symptom of dark blue policies. Something downtown Ann Arbor, New York have both been steeped in for God knows how long. An irremeasurable amount of time, basically. And your average normie sees that. Sure, you got your retarded buzz cut bitch or your chick who chopped her tits off or your some dude who chopped his cock off who's... Well, look, they're perpetually in the fucking dark. There's no hope for those people. They're fucked. They're mostly a lost cause. Some of them are on your side. Most of them aren't. And, I mean, there's a certain line where they're just too far gone for you to even take into an account. So don't worry about it. Don't care about it. They're just a loud, noisy fuck. And move on. But the normies seeing it. You know, you got liberal parents watching their kids mutilate their bodies. Looking at illegal immigrants coming in, you got moms and dads hearing about their daughters getting raped, their sons being murdered, or they're hearing about other people's kids getting murdered and raped. I mean, how many stories in the last year have we gotten of illegal immigrants coming in and killing children? Everyone wanted to talk about it when it was in Ireland. I talked about it when it was in Ireland, too. Why? Because I used it to raise awareness of it here. It's hard to get Americans to care about America sometimes. But hey, look! Ireland's being attacked by illegals! Children stabbed! All the Americans go, Ireland? I'm Irish! You're American! But sure, yeah, look at the Irish! And while you're looking at the Irish, man, that'd be a shame if it came here, right? All of a sudden the Americans go, oh yeah! That would suck, wouldn't it? There we go! It's weird. This is why I hate multiculturalism. I fucking hate it. It makes people care about everything besides their back fucking yard. Retarded shit. Remember, diversity fucking kills. But we're here. Trump wins most Super Tuesday states, says country is dying under Biden. Haley won D.C. and shitty V state that's always perpetually dark blue. We'll get into it. By Diana Glavada and Stephen Nelson. Published March 5th, 2024. Yeah. And the thing is, right, as I said, over the last few years, I've been calling the cultural shift. When the internet came back alive from its medicated coma, the internet came back. Based memes started to dominate again. The Donald exploded back into popularity. Again, I'm looking around and I'm seeing all these things that were happening in 2014 before the 2016 election. And they've been happening now again. Gamergate's back. That gaming studio going on right now with all that nonsense. Yeah. Happy Games. Happening here. More journalists are getting caught fucking game devs for inside information. Even Pizzagate's back as more and more journalists who debunked Pizzagate are getting arrested. Consult this show's past archive for all the updates on that information. We've covered multiple journalists who debunked Pizzagate go to prison for child pornography. It's almost like they were covering up for something, wasn't it? That's all right. And I will be damned if I miss the fun this time around. Because let's face it, being in 2016, I was getting my feet wet in this whole stuff. I was still fresh out of high school. I missed. I was a passive observer from 2014 to 2016 with all the Gamergate and all that early dank meme warfare. But I got in on 2016, partially, and stayed in ever since. So let's get into it, shall we? After 10 minutes of ranting.
The Fox News Decision Desk can now project that former President Donald Trump will win Virginia's Republican primary. This was former Governor Nikki Haley's really best chance to win a state other than Vermont, yep, with significant delegates at stake. So with this, he goes on to this first win tonight. He is predicting there could be 15 wins tonight. The former president is. As you look at the board, we'll see if that holds up. Speaking of the board,
let's go to Bill Hemmer and get a look at what happened in Virginia.
Good evening again. It looks like a tale of two states, really. I'm going to break this down for you in Virginia. Remember, the population centers in the northern part of the state up around Washington, D.C. This is Loudoun County right here, okay? It ranks 4 out of 133, so, you know, that's where the people live, right? About 5% state population. You see where Trump did so well. This might be part of the reason why you make such an early call.
Yep. All right. I hate New York Post for their website setup. Decent coverage occasionally, but my god, do your ads suck cock. And all the ad blockers I have either went to paywall or... Anybody got a good ad blocker they'd recommend? The two I use, also, one went down and the other one is now behind like a paywall, and I'm not paying for it. Palm Beach, Florida. Donald Trump blasted President Biden after winning most of the Super Tuesday primary contest, saying our country's dying under his successor. That's about the closest thing to success Biden will ever actually be, isn't it? A successor. The former president, 77, closed in on securing his third conservative Republican presidential nomination as he notched easy wins over Nikki Haley. Nimrata Nikki Haley. Only capturing Vermont. That's fucking hilarious. That's the shitty V state. I was like, Virginia? No, not Virginia. Virginia is kind of based. West Virginia is best Virginia, however. And I will stand by that. Martinsburg is the shit. Let's see. Nikki Haley is in at least 12 of the 15 contests. I mean, Trump beat her ass there. Trump decisively carried Alabama, Arkansas, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, and Virginia. According, you like how I did the accents there? I've interviewed a lot of these people from these different states. My accents are not that great, though. According to the rapid-fire projections by the AP, Asshole Press, as it's called. Sorry, Associated Press. Tongue slip. Bet Tubin would know all about that. With Haley only capturing Vermont. Yeah. What happened, clankers? Sticks, run for something. Fuck around. Have fun. Races in Utah and Alaska have yet to be called as of Wednesday morning. Quote, let's see. We have a great Republican Party with tremendous talent and... we have unity. And we're going to have unity. It's going to happen very quickly, hugely even. Trump said in a 19-minute victory speech archived on the channel already, if you want to go watch it. It's already all on BitChute. It'll be on a timely schedule with Rumble and Spotify and other podcast platforms. So BitChute, everything goes on BitChute first. Make sure you help BitChute keep up with Rumble. That way you break the war between YouTube and Rumble. Make it between Rumble and BitChute. Those are two companies that need to be the top of the food chain and fighting it out right now. You got major corporate, huh? Tragic. That's continuing on. Oh, Mike Tyson's gonna fuck up Jake Paul. That's dope. Anyway, races in Utah and Alaska had yet to be called as of Wednesday morning. Those states are still not called, I believe. It is Thursday, so this is from yesterday. Quote, "We have a great Republican Party." Tremendous, already read all that. Victory speech, which did not mention Haley to hundreds of supporters in his Mar-a-Lago club's gilded ballroom. Yep. Trump instead focused on Biden, 81 years old, ahead of an anticipated rematch in November. Quote, "Now we have a very divided country," Trump said, blaming Biden, who similarly won 15 of his contests on Tuesday. No shit. Well, the thing is, he's running unopposed, basically. He has what's her bitch's name? But that's about it. Who cares? On Tuesday, losing only the caucus in America, American Samoa kind of doesn't count. Sorry, guys. Doesn't really count. It's like a reservation thing. Whatever. No one cared. Quote, "No offense, but no one cared." Quote, "We have a country. We have a country that is that a political person uses weaponization against his political opponent. Never happened here," Trump said, referring to the fact that he faces 4 criminal cases. Sort of. Supreme Court's really put a damper on half of them. Quote, "It happened in other countries," I'm reading normally, "but they're third world countries, and in some ways, we're a third world country." Former First Lady Melania Trump did not attend. Her mom died recently, a month ago. She's still dealing with all that. And Melania's been dealing with a lot of shit in the background. She is a mom with kids. You know, she has a kid in high school right now going into college. Okay. They bring it up every time, and I could not be tiddlywink to give half a fuck about it, if she's there or not. Talk about the First Lady. She's always in the background. That's her job. First Lady. Eye candy for the country. Luckily for Trump, he actually brings eye candy with him. As Kim Jong-un once said when he talked to Biden, "Do not call me. I only want to talk to orange man with hot wife." Base words have never been spoken louder, Kim. Truer words have never been spoken. Who cares? She didn't show up. Nor did his daughter Ivanka Trump or son-in-law Jared Kushner. Who gives a fuck? Fuck both of them. The ex-president's other adult children, Eric Trump and Don Jr. and Tiffany Trump, did attend. Yeah, the cool-based ones. Jared Kushner only has the Abraham Accords partially under his belt. And Ivanka said that she was stepping away from the campaign stuff as a whole anyway. So who gives a fuck? Quote, Our cities are choking to death. Our states are dying, and frankly, our country is dying. And we're going to make America great again. Greater than ever before," Trump told his audience. During his speech, the 45th president touted various accomplishments of his term. Naming the Abraham Accords, that's what won me over to him in 2018 when they got announced. And then when they got underway, I was like, all right, yeah, I'm on the Trump train, let's fucking go. I came around to him a little bit in 2017, towards the end of 2017. But I wasn't fully sold until the actual piece of Middle East thing happened. And then I started looking around a little more. I'm like, hey, you know what? The economy is actually doing pretty good. And then a couple years later, you know, the greatest economy in 2019 America's ever had. Like, oh, well, there we go. Dog, I moved out of my parents' house under the Trump administration when I was 17. And I lived on my own. It's great. The Trump economy was fucking phenomenal. And I took all that shit kind of for granted. Didn't even really pay attention to it that much. And then by the end of 2017, I'm looking around. I'm like, wait a minute. Wait a minute, hold up. Something ain't right. I'm here. Amazing what happens when you break away from the mainstream news world, isn't it? Quote, "Our cities are choking to death," I already read that. During his speech, the 45th president touted various accomplishments, Abraham Accords, between Israel and 4 Arab states, not to mention some terrorist cell signed in on that shit too, it was worth mentioning. Tax and regulation cuts and tariffs against China. And griped about not getting more acclaim for his management of the COVID-19 pandemic. Compared to other world leaders, he handled it better compared to pretty much all the world leaders, but Kristi Noem handled it better on his own turf than he did. So, again, in the vaccine rollout, while I don't blame him for the vaccine killing people, he did finance Operation Warp Speed, which part of that agreement was they would have 50, 60 years of qualified immunity from lawsuits from the vaccine. Luckily, states are just ripping that away. We don't give a fuck what Trump said on that one. Based. I'm down with that one. He did do the daily, like, basically the fireside chats to try and keep America going. Like, even though I don't like Birx, I don't like Fauci, didn't like him back then either. I like Birx better than Fauci, I will admit that, because I thought she was better than Fauci for a while, but nope, didn't turn out so. In hindsight, I wish it was like Peter Navarro and Robert Malone. I wish it would rather have been them up there, but for a while they also were buying the whole fear-mongering narrative too, so don't act like it was, you know. So I will say this, Trump handled it better compared to pretty much all Western leaders, but worse than Kristi Noem and a couple other governors. And while he did not have the vaccine mandate, he did fund and produce the vaccine that killed American citizens with tax dollars stolen from American citizens. So again, that was one thing I'm really bummed out with RFK becoming such a little cucked bitch, is that he was the only person on that stage that could have really given Trump issue with COVID-19, because Ramaswamy couldn't do that. Ramaswamy worked in the Pfizer company. Like, not Pfizer, but he worked in the big pharma game. You know? And then Ron DeSantis isn't going to even do shit. He wasn't going to make it. So I was really hoping the only good thing with RFK Jr. could be that he would give Trump actual reasons to sweat and be nervous. Because I want Trump put on blast for that. I want Trump put under oath, hand on the Bible, put on a stand and forced to admit everything he knew about the COVID vaccine development before he left office. I do. I don't think he promoted it because he thought it was bad. I think he actually had faith that it was a good thing. I think he really took the COVID vaccine. And data shows that the younger you are, the more dangerous the vaccine is, yet the older you are, the safer the vaccine is. Opposite of the virus. The virus, the younger you are, the less dangerous the virus is. The older you are, the more dangerous the virus is. The vaccine was the exact inverse of that problem. So, you know, I need answers for that one. I need to know what he was thinking. I need to know what the fuck he knew. I need to know if he knew anything to begin with. That's what I want. I want Trump put on the spot for that. So, no, Trump should probably be happy that people don't talk about COVID with him very often. Because if they did, it would start to wound him. Pretty heavily, I think. Now, like, look, I'm talking about in comparisons, right? Sure. But there's no reason that on this show I was saying this was a bad idea and the lockdowns were retarded and wouldn't work. I'm a pothead. At the time, I was a pothead fucking sous chef making a podcast on the weekend. He was like, this is retarded. This makes no sense. And now I'm here. An elected representative working for Miller Logistics and freelancing with a bunch of other side projects and shit. So, yeah. Trump, don't go asking don't go fishing for compliments that might get you insulted. I mean, look at what he did when the crowd booed and we were talking about the vaccine. He looked like he got punched in the dick. He looked shell-shocked to hear the crowd go, boo, fuck your jab. And then the whole crowd started chanting, fuck your jab, fuck your jab. You'll note the word, your. The crowd looked at Trump and yelled, fuck your jab. While Trump was saying, I wouldn't do a mandate, though. I wouldn't have mandated it. And the crowd still booed and cheered and yelled, fuck you. Fuck your jab. Trump quietly quit talking about it after a while. You know? Just saying. Don't go fishing for compliments, jackass. It might not work out great for you. And you don't deserve much of a compliment. That's why the nice thing I can say for you, Trump, when it comes to COVID, is I have to compare you to other world leaders. And that tough talk on China vanished for a few months too, didn't it? And then it kind of reappeared later on. We go, it came from China. It leaked out of China. But you're saying it weeks after people at Breitbart were saying it. You're saying it weeks after tons of other people were coming out and saying it, dog. Even Jimmy Dore, someone who like deeply hated your guts at the time, Trump, was saying this came out of China, dog. I was saying it, and I'm a pothead, dog. I'm just saying, like, you know, and you're the president of the United fucking States. And you were late to the party saying, it came from China! Wu flu! Kung flu fighting! Wu flu and kung flu fighting came from Crowder before you ever said it, fucking Trombo. I mean, yes, the joke there, Trombo, I said is a joke. You know, if you know the reference, you know the reference. I know it doesn't actually fit. Fuck you, it's funny. In a possible second term, quote, we're going to close our borders, better, we're going to drill baby drill, we're going to get inflation down, and we're going to make our country greater than ever before. Yeah, well, the nice thing is, right, Trump will only have 4 years to do this, but he might just get control of the House and the Senate. And this time he knows how the machine works, so he can get a lot more done a lot more efficiently. But the thing is, of his new agenda, I don't know how much of his new agenda he will get done, but he will get this country back to roughly where it was. I think he'll get this country to where in 2 years where it was by the end of his 4-year period minus COVID. And then the next 2 years after the midterms, 2 years into his second term, we'll see what happens. He might get cocked block. He might not. Again, I've been talking about this for a while. I talked to a lot of the younger generation, my nephew's generation, and they're based as fuck. The women aren't, but there's more men than there are women in that generation, and the more of those men are based going out there and voting and shit. And I know a lot of dudes who are based who were dating women that were very Democrat, and now the women are conservative men. You have an impact on the women in your life's lives. You just gotta, you know, assert yourself or something as like the masculine figure in the relationship. Weird how that concept exists, isn't it? Continuing on. Make our country greater than ever before, Trump vowed. Quote, inflation is destroying the middle class, said the ex-president, who also slammed former Vice President Biden, we're going to do that game, management of the U.S. southern border, and his actions during the U.S. withdrawal of Afghanistan. You mean the complete fucking surrender and peg ride? Yeah. I've met this Asian lady. I've met her. Hell yeah. That's cool as fuck. Anyway, sorry, completely sidetracked her. She's in DC a few times. Or maybe it's not her. Maybe they just all look alike. Continuing on. Fuck me. Anyway, while arguing U.S.-Mexico border actions, U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, while arguing major international conflicts would not have occurred under his watch, which is, I'd be willing to put a lot of money down that that's absolutely a fact. Quote, we've watched our country take a great beating over the last 3 years and nobody thought a thing like this, Trump said. Quote, we wouldn't have Russia attacking Ukraine. We wouldn't have Israel being attacked. Iran, as you know, was broke when I was running things. They were broke. They didn't have money for Hamas, he said, which is true. He cut off all their funding. Day one, Biden signed back and sent hundreds of millions of dollars in weaponry to Israel and sent a couple $100 million worth of funding weaponry to Hamas. Like, Biden's been funding both sides really heavily. Israel was getting more funding than Hamas was consistently. How would you quit funding both sides? They're both our enemies. Israel is our enemy. Hamas and Palestine are also our enemy. Why the fuck would we fund either of these assholes? I'm in favor of turning them both into a giant crater. Well, not Israel. I'm down with just turning, like, that whole site into, like, a World Heritage site. Why the fuck would I... Israel, if you can't protect yourself, why the fuck would I bother to protect you? Unless you're gonna fucking part with them shekels, Jew. Yeah, come on, Israel. Give me them shekels. And you better not negotiate with me on this one, because I ain't lowering my prices, bitch. No, we gave you a nation. We gave you architecture. We gave you weaponry. We gave you the Iron Dome. And you couldn't even tell us where Osama bin Laden was hiding, even though you knew. Oh, you also attacked the USS Liberty. I don't give a fuck what Charlie Kirk wants to say when he gets all butthurt. Oh, that was a conspiracy theory. It happened, fuckboy. It happened, bitch boy. I hate to tell you. How about Jack Rubenstein? Charlie Kirk is a little bowling ball, bitch-ass face. But that was a conspiracy theory. No, it's not, bitch boy. How about you turn the point fuck away out of here, huh? I work at Turning Point. I've done volunteer work at Turning Point. Doesn't mean I fucking like Charlie Kirk. I think Charlie Kirk and Ben Shapiro are the same exact person, and they both can suck a fat fucking cock. Shout out to the people from Turning Point USA who follow me on Instagram. I mean, I've talked to y'all in person. Y'all know I feel this way. I don't give a fuck. Charlie Kirk's a bitch. And you can't come out here and be like, oh, well, you know, I think Israel did some weird things. Like, he came out with stuff about, like, oh, well, Israel, you know, their alarm system didn't go off. It's a little weird that Benjamin Netanyahu was so unpopular and now this war happened. But hey, anyway, don't think too hard about that. Everyone support Israel and give them money. And don't you fucking talk about the U.S. Liberty. That's a conspiracy theory. Don't you talk about how much money we give them for no real reason. That's anti-Semitic. No, it's not, Charlie. No, it's not. No, it's fucking not. Now, your anti-symmetrical face can go fuck yourself, please. I'm vaguely right-wing. I'm not conservative. I'm not Republican. I'm vaguely to the right. Quote, our poll numbers are so much higher than Joe Biden's. He's the worst president in the history of our country, Trump claimed. Haley, the 52-year-old former South Carolina governor, did not hold a public event Tuesday night and did not deliver remarks. That's not true, actually. You know how I know? Because That's not it. I have it up here too. I just uploaded it. Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Let's see. Give me one. Oh, right here. Yeah, she dropped right out of the race.
For president, only in America. I am filled with the gratitude for the outpouring of support we've received from all across our great country. But the time has now come. Support we've received from all across our great country. But the time has now come to suspend my campaign. I said I wanted Americans to have their voices heard. I have done that. I have no regrets. And although I will no longer be a candidate, I will not stop using my voice for the things I believe in. Our national debt will eventually crush our economy. A smaller federal government is not only necessary for our freedom, it is necessary for our survival. The road to socialism is the road to ruin for America. Our Congress is dysfunctional and only getting worse. It is filled with followers, not leaders. Term limits for Washington politicians are needed now more than ever. Our world is on fire because of America's retreat. Standing by our allies in Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan is a moral imperative. But it's also more than that.
No, it's
not. If we retreat further, there will be more war.
No, they're not. No, they're not. Defending Israel and defending Ukraine or defending any other fucking country is not America's fucking responsibility, job, obligation, or moral responsibility. America's moral obligation is to defend its own fucking borders. Something we're routinely failing to do. And bitch, why are you wanting to focus on protecting other nations' borders when our own border is so open? Underage prepubescent girls are getting raped and fucking murdered en masse. Every day it feels like a new fucking story of some teenage boy killed on his way to school, some girl raped at the playground, some girl abducted, kidnapped, some off-duty officer beaten. Like, the stories never end of what these illegal backwater fucking criminals get up to. I'd rather focus on them. I'd rather get America out of every other country and bring all of our troops here and have them stationed on the southern border to turn every illegal prick running towards the border into a fine, floating, red, misty fucking cloud that the only remnants might be a pair of stained sneakers of. I mean that. Then focus on any other fucking border. Ukraine takes Russia? Oh well. Russia takes Ukraine? Fat fucking so what? Israel falls to Gaza? Fat fucking so what? Gaza falls to Israel? Fat fucking so what? Bring it here? I will destroy you. And then I'll go to your homeland and wipe out everyone you fucking love. That should be the default set here at the US. Keep that shit to yourself. Bring it here? Not only will we kill you, we'll kill your family, your loved ones. We'll wipe your entire godless fucking piece of shit country off the goddamn map if you fuck with America. So don't bother us. We'll be here. And then turn around and go do our shit. That's not being an isolationist. No, you still sell and do business globally. But you set the precedent. If you fuck with us, there are consequences. So you see American passenger ships sailing by your country, you better shut the fuck up and just let it go by. We ain't here to bother you. Treat it like a bumblebee. That's how it should be. Treat America like a wasp. Ignore it. Maybe it will fly away. It always goes away if you let it be. That wasp ain't gonna bother you. It might pass kind of closely to you, but it ain't coming for you. It ain't looking for you. You ain't a flower, bitch. You ain't edible. You ain't gonna give it pollen, and it knows that. It knows you're a threat. It's flying by to see if you're gonna do anything, and if it should be worried about you. And if you don't respond to it, the bee goes, okay, and fucks off. Maybe when they land, you do a stealth hit. But what happens if you do that stealth hit and you miss? All of a sudden, that wasp is coming directly for you, and you can't run faster than it can fly. That's how America should be operating. Fuck around, find out through hellfire. Basically. And even worse, we don't take your country in after we decimate it. No, that's your problem to clean up after we're done. Maybe during the cleanup process, you'll remember not to fuck with us. It's like when you go into your older sibling's room, and you trash it, and they come into your room, and they make a fucking mess of it. And they look at you and say, clean it up. And then they fuck off. While you pick up your room, you might start thinking about your actions a little bit, bitch. Just an idea. And this cunt being like, I want Americans' voices heard. Right. But if you do anything, she wants to be able to be tracked and tagged because everyone needs to be hooked up to an internet ID. She wanted anonymous behavior gone from the internet. No whistleblowers, no leakers, nothing. A politician doesn't come up with a policy like that to protect people from getting their nudes leaked. No, it's so people like Jack Teixeira doesn't leak government intel about our war crimes in other countries. Jack Teixeira is a fucking hero.
Not less. As important, while we stand strong for the cause of freedom, we must bind together as Americans. We must turn away from the darkness of hatred and division. I will continue to promote those values.
I'm sorry, did Lockheed Martin's cock holster just say something about we need peace and unity in the world? Bitch, your owners would have no money if there was profits. If we focused on peace and unity, where would Lockheed Martin make their money, you cunt?
As is the right of every American. I sought the honor of being your president. But in our great country, being a private citizen is privilege enough in itself. And that's a privilege I very much look forward to enjoying.
We too.
In all likelihood, Donald Trump will be the Republican nominee when our party convention meets in July. I congratulate
him. I love the sour grapes. I congratulate him. I'm so happy. She's going to go full Clinton mode. You just know it.
And wish him well.
2 years from now, she'll be reading, "This would have been my inauguration speech."
I wish anyone well who would be America's president.
Cunt.
Our country is too precious to let our difference.
I wish you a Kobe Bryant style end.
I have always been a conservative
Kidding.
Republican.
Maybe.
And always supported the Republican nominee.
Not true.
But on this question, as she did on so many others, Margaret Thatcher provided some good advice. She said, quote,
Sorry, again. I don't like the iron bitch that much. I know. Hey, look. Do me a favor. If you're one of my British fans listening to the show, fans, I say in a weird way, as an American, send me some information. Maybe I just don't know something about Margaret Thatcher, but I'm looking at Ireland, I'm looking at Scotland, and I'm thinking, nah, what a bitch. Margaret Thatcher really fucked things up. Really complicated a lot of shit that didn't need to be complicated. Oh, you want to call her the British Reagan? I don't like Reagan either. So, check move, bitch. You know what I mean? It's like, all right, the Iron Lady can suck a fat one in hell.
Never just follow the crowd. Always make up your own mind. It is now up to Donald Trump to earn the votes of those in our party.
I bet she said that she ignored all of her voters.
And I hope he does that. At its best, politics is about bringing people into your cause, not turning them away. And our conservative cause badly needs more people. This is now his time for choosing. I end my campaign with the same words I began it from the book of Joshua. I direct them to all Americans, but especially to so many of the women and girls out there who put their faith in our campaign.
I got a verse for you. How about Timothy? 1 Timothy 2:12. Using King James Version. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. How about that, Nikki? You ever read that verse? You ever read anything from that book, bitch? Maybe you should give it a try, huh? Hey, Lockheed Martin, hopefully you learned something from Nikki Haley's campaign. Don't send a woman to do a man's job! But yeah, go on, Satan. Read the Bible verse. I suffer not your teachings.
Our country's greatness from the bottom of my heart. Thank you, America.
God, you have one? I didn't know Satan could say God bless you. I thought you would like burst into flames. Bitch.
I just wanted to make America great again by blowing up small blonde brown children and profiting for Lockheed Martin and Boeing. Because they're my overlords. I have their tramp stamped on both of my butt cheeks.
And their little Damien demon child right here. I sound like such a dick saying this, but he looks like the Omen, doesn't he? Her son looks like the fucking Omen. Like, get the fuck out of here, bitch.
I want every American to be safe and feel protected.
While I demand that you all have tracking chips put in you. I want all Americans to feel safe and secure while I deploy your sons and daughter to die for my fucking bottom lines for the fucking warmongering industrial complex I work for. Oh, also, remember, I'm such a good Christian. I cheated on my war hero husband with all of his friends. 13 down and one to go, right, Nikki? Stupid bitch. Oh, I'm going to come out here and I'm going to read a Bible verse, but God forbid you ask me a Bible-related question on the fucking campaign trail, because I'm going to fucking freeze on that one. Fucking bitch. Cunt bitch. Fuck you. Biden also did not speak publicly, but he did too, actually, but we're not going to play that fucking embarrassing. It was more like Jean-Pierre and John Kirby talked. Have you noticed that in the archive stuff? Like, they've become like the dynamic duo of Joe Biden's ass coverage. Jesus. Directly attacking Trump. Quote, "Tonight's results leave the American people without a clear choice." How? It leaves between you and Trump. The same clear choice it was in 2020. "We're going to keep moving forward. Just not upstairs. I can't do stairs. Will we allow Donald Trump to drag us backwards into the chaos and division, man? Into the black skin. I mean the darkness. Into the darkness. Darkness. Oh, darkness. Darkness. Darkness is coming. I hear it in the back of my head sometimes, folks. I hear my dad saying, Joey, we're coming. The veil's coming for you, Joey. The darkness. Darkness. That defends his term in office." I just love the idea of Joe Biden. Fuck it. Those moments where he looks terrified. He just sees the Grim Reaper in the fucking crowd. And it's just the motherfucker from Frighteners. That's all it is. It's just the ghost from Frighteners looking at him. If you haven't seen Frighteners, go watch it. It's a great Michael J. Fox movie. It's like the last Michael J. Fox movie he did before Parkinson's fully ended his acting career. And he's like, in the movie, you'll see in every scene, he's holding like a flashlight, the fence, a doorknob, something. Like, he's always holding on to something to keep his chase under control. It's a great movie. It's a great movie. It's so good. It's got the drill sergeant from Full Metal Jacket. It's his last movie before he died like a year later. Frighteners is fucking great. Michael J. Fox was a great actor. I don't care. People only know him from one film series. He pretty much killed everything he was in, even though he kind of just played the same character. Moving on. 4 years ago, my butt was wiped. I ran because of the existential threat Donald Trump posed to America we all believe in. Since then, we've made enormous progress. 15 million jobs. I actually interviewed Joe Biden. Some of you don't know this. Wages rising faster than inflation. Take on Big Pharma and the big gun lobby and winning. Really? I don't think you have been winning that front, dog. More and more states got a constitution carried into your term than under Trump. So, sure. Also, you know, state brewer happened under your presidency. States aren't allowed to just not issue permits, you know? I don't think you're winning that battle. The same thing, like, Roe v. Wade got overturned in your lifetime, Joe, and you're going to come out and say, "We won the battle for women's choice!" No, you didn't. But okay, bud. Eat your grand muffin, have your prune juice, take a fat dumpy, and take a nap on the Oval Office's lawn in a wheelchair, bud. It's okay. We'll put a little blinky in your lap, park you in the sun, let you just sleep like you're talking to the Prime Minister of Israel or something, you know? The way you sleep. Sleepy, you sleepy bastard. And Big Pharma, motherfucker, you had the vaccine mandate. You've been sucking Big Pharma's crooked knob since the beginning of your time in office, dog. You pretty much replaced Trump's lips with yours on Big Pharma's cock. What do you mean? What the fuck do you even mean? Okay, bud. And winning. But we have more to do, the president continued. The former vice president continued. Quote, "If Donald Trump returns to the White House, all this progress is at risk. It'll turn into an NFT and sneaker shop. He is driven by grievance and grift, focused on his own revenge and retribution, not the American people." His revenge and retribution is what the American people want, dog. I don't know about you guys. I hope everything Joe Biden is scared of happens. Because it'll be his son dropping the soap in the shower and just getting, you know? "I can't take it, Dad. Joe's not even going to be there. Joe's going to be in the dementia ward. Where am I? You don't smell like a woman." Hunter Biden's going to be getting his fucking asshole gaped like goatsy. Silver line for Hunter Biden. He will never know constipation again. Quote, he is determined to destroy our democracy. What democracy, Joe? What fucking democracy? I want your democracy destroyed. I want your red, white, and blue democracy vanquished. Because it doesn't exist. America is not a democracy. Never has been. Never will be. We are a republic with democratic electoral processes. Not a fucking democracy. Dipshit. Which is also the only reason why that whole America is a democracy. And democracy is a government for the people. By the people. The problem is, America is not a fucking democracy. You Hindi goat pussy licking fuck. We're a republic. Figure it out. Rip away the fundamental freedoms. Like the ability for a woman to make their own healthcare decisions. Or like every American to have a job without being forced to take a medically mandated vaccine that kills us. So weird. Joey, there's not an argument you can come at where it doesn't backfire on you. Roe v. Wade was overturned in your lifetime. You lost. NFA got neutered under your presidency. You lost. And to sit here and be like, we fought for bodily autonomy and won. You had a vaccine mandate that has killed people, launched multiple lawsuits, and then got struck down the Supreme Court. Shout out to all my other purebloods. Hey, look, if you're pureblood, I never ask for this. Leave a thumbs up so I know. And if you're vaccinated, leave a thumbs down. So I also know and I can laugh at you. Sure, I get 1,000 downvotes on one video. Guess what? That's 1,000 dead motherfuckers. I felt guilty for laughing. But not guilty enough to stop. Freedoms like the ability for women to make their own healthcare choices, healthcare decisions. Unless they get raped by an illegal immigrant, then the media will suppress that and you better not talk about it. And pass another round of $1 billion in tax cuts for the wealthy. And he'll do anything or say anything to put himself in power. Joey, your entire campaign cycle. Just saying. Trump is seeking a second non-consecutive term as he fends off 4 criminal cases. Who cares? In an unprecedented legal case against him as former president, creating an election season unlike any in American history. You see somebody that voted for McAfee in the primaries in 2016 and 2020. A candidate under investigation and going through court troubles? Unheard of. Y'all do know John McAfee ran for president, right? Multiple times. I have my M2016 and M2020 hat. Right? And what's fun about the M16 hat is everyone thinks it's like for the guns. I'm like, no, no, no. It's for John McAfee. And they're like, John McAfee? I've heard that name before. It's like, yeah, the software, like the antivirus. Never heard of it. Which is like the wildest thing I get a lot. A lot of people are like, I've never heard of McAfee antivirus. I know I'm from somewhere, though. It's like, oh my god. I really do live in a GTA lobby, and I'm just like, I'm one of the playable characters, aren't I? Oh god, I'm this map's version of Trevor, aren't I? Ah, shit. I just want to be Carl Johnson from Grove Street. Great. San Andreas is the best game in the series. I'll fight you. Continuing on. Trump also suffered a brutal $83 million defamation, jerking off of that one because it's getting overturned anyway, in January of $454 million, jerking off of that one because it ain't shit, fraud penalty in February in a pair of New York civil cases, whack, 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 don't give a fuck, calling the legal barrage a politically motivated attempt to derail him for retaking the White House. Yeah, not only that, he got over $4 billion into whack now. So any one of these legal problems, he can turn around and throw like a fucking stipend of that at it, and the problems go away. Again, whack, 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 wank. Who gives a fuck? Calling the legal priority, derailing him from retaking the White House. And Trump leads Biden by an average of 2% in national polling. That's only according to Real Clear Politics. People like Harvard Harris and Rasmussen have Trump leading occasionally by double digits in these polls. Not always, rarely. But Trump is consistently maintaining the lead between the 2 and 7% or 7-point ratios across the country. Trump's leading in swing states. Like, Trump took all the 4 original states, outperforming Biden in every one of those states, right? There's a few states where Biden's percentages were a little bit better than Trump's, but they were never phenomenal. They were never anything, like, insane. They were just slightly better than Trump. Not, like, marginally better, like, in the margin of actual error. But okay, bud. According to Real Clear Politics, average recent surveys, he's also ahead in swing states like Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, and Wisconsin, according to the polling site's averages. Yeah, that's what I was just talking about. I'm in the Michigan GOP. Pray for me. God, it's a fucking clusterfuck. But at least Shirky's kind of fucking gone. Kind of neutered Shirky. I personally want a hand for that one. I want some applause for that one. It wasn't my only handiwork, but you go back to, like, my on-the-street coverage. I was going to talk about Mike Shirky all the time. Fuck that rhino piece of shit. Globo homo. Get the monkeypox, bitch. Trump's first criminal trial is scheduled to begin March 25th. Who gives a fuck? Over his alleged falsification of business records. Good luck proving it. When he's paying hush money to women in 2016. Yeah, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. Again, never happened, never came up. Here, back in 2018, the bitch admitted to it. She admitted to it back in 2006 as well. Here's my old episode about it. We'll go right here down to the comments. What's this? CNBC. Where does this go? Damn, son. And when did this article come out? But, oh, 2019? That's weird, because 2018, okay, published 2018. I'm not letting you continue to show ads, but you get the idea. We'll go right back to where we were a second ago. Right here, porn's pub. Amid publicity tour, Stormy Daniels denies having an affair with Donald Trump. She talks about how all the way back in 2006, from 2003 to 2006, I almost want to say 2006, her and her attorneys cooked up the exact same news and lawsuits against Brad Pitt and like five other celebrities. They all got thrown out, and they either got thrown out or settled outside of court by these celebrities. And the only one who wouldn't settle was Donald Trump, who demanded to take it to court, where she ended up losing a defamation lawsuit where she owes Trump $20,000. And then the Alvin Bragg case, just by the end of the first week of trial, she ended up walking away owing him $22,000 extra in defamation. So, no. Never slept with her. She admitted it. Alvin Bragg's had to admit it. Everyone ducktailed and ran away. And that's why you haven't heard much about Alvin Bragg's. He kind of vanished. Fat black bitch. Got up and disappeared like Jabba the Invisible Fat fucking Hutt. Probably hiding in a Pizza Hut, thinking of huts. He'll still exist. I feel like there's one Pizza Hut I've seen, and it's like by my house, and no one's ever in there. And the most people I've seen in there are kids playing the arcade games. Like, the Wing City's gone. And now it's like some other thing in there now that's not even Pizza Hut related. It's like a shadow kitchen or whatever the fuck, like the Beast Burger type deal. Yeah, it's tragic. But Pizza Hut kind of sucks. So, you know. So, yeah. Didn't fuck these bitches. An elected Democrat is pursuing a novel legal theory to circumvent statutes of limitations. Yeah, and that's why you haven't heard from him. It's not really working. And then he also got his shit pushed in really hard publicly. And then he's under investigation by tons of different courts, too. And the Supreme Court is threatening to hear this case, too, which would put Alvin Bragg in a lot of hot water. Then look what's happening with Fannie Willis. You know, she's getting disbarred, and that court case is probably going to get thrown out, too, because of that. None of these court cases are going to amount to jack and shit, dog. Go fuck yourself. Trump also faces a pair of criminal cases, trials, with trials potentially before November election in D.C. on federal counts in Atlanta state charges. Again, no one gives a fuck. For challenging the 2020 defeat by Biden. Again, go ahead. No one's going to give a fuck. None of these are stopping him. I've been saying bring it on ever since the beginning. Keep bringing it on, bitch. No one cares. The ex-president further faces a trial for allegedly mishandling classified documents. Again, doesn't fucking matter. No one fucking cares. The trial was booked to begin May 20th. No one cares, but it's expected to be delayed until July at the earliest. No one gives a fuck. And most people are saying that it won't happen until Trump's already re-in office. And at that point, he's not going to have to show up, and he's not going to show up. Most of these gorkies is that Trump doesn't have to show up anyway. He's just showing up for the fucks of it. But all right. Former president previously toused Truss Haley in 8 states. Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, South Carolina, Michigan, Idaho. No, Utaho. Missouri, North Dakota, and one territory, the U.S. Virgin Islands. Who cares? While Nikki Haley carried only Washington, D.C. I'm going to slow down here, look at the comments, and we'll wrap this up here. G. Gordon Liddy. That G. Gordon Liddy? America has spoken, and they want President Trump 2020 was stolen from them, based. It's actually where that kind of take might be, the Gordon Liddy. Media was complicit in 2020 election night with Fox News calling Arizona for Biden with just 20% of the vote in. They call it early all the time. It's just like how much like overwhelming comes in or initially for it. And like you're not saying anything about all the states that called it for Trump before Haley. You know, I'm just being fair here. Moving on. Then start calling other big swing states like Wisconsin too. They found 80,000 ballots not counted and not counted for Wisconsin. That is true. Tonight tells Haley and the nation Trump is coming. MAGA is energized. Average citizen. On the other side of the aisle, Jason Palmer defeated Joe Biden in American Summit. Who gives a fuck? Democratic caucuses. I hope the Biden DOJ and IRS don't go for him as a result. They probably will, but who gives a fuck about Jason Palmer, dog? Again, no offense to him. Who gives a fuck? No one cares. American Samoa. Look, dog, no offense. Just take your participation trophy and just shut the fuck up. Alright, moving on. And GG. GG you too, sir. Open primary in Vermont. So how many Dems voted for Nikki? Pretty much all of the people voted for Nikki. She needs to wake up and realize Dems who voted for her in the primaries will vote Democratic candidates in the general election in November. Yep, and we talked about that day of. Again, shout out to my retarded brother who voted for Biden in the primaries and voted for Biden again in the primaries this time around. Fucking retard. And he goes around all upset, wondering, like, I can't believe it. It's like, well, yeah. Same thing happened in 2020. A lot of Democrats went out and voted for Trump because they thought Trump would be an easy straw man for Hillary to defeat. Didn't work out that way. A lot of people went out and voted for Joe Biden in 2020 because they thought Joe Biden would be an easy straw man for Biden, for Trump to beat. And, well, I also don't think he beat Trump. But I think he was installed, so you get the idea. Clankety clankety, honking and honking. You get the idea. But people went out and voted for Biden again because, you know, now people are voting for Nikki Haley because they think Nikki Haley's the only person Biden could possibly beat, and all the studies and stats seem to suggest that too. So we'll see. But that being said, I'm going to wrap this overly long episode up here. I've been your host, James Madison, and I will yap at you later.